Hi there. How can I help you today?
Hi. Thanks for picking up. I'm just curious about your voice AI services. Could you tell me a bit about what you offer and how it might help someone like me? I'm interested in how natural and flexible your conversations can be.
Yeah, it's Mary from Dashatha. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Mary from Doshida. Nice to meet you. I haven't come across Doshida specifically before, but it sounds interesting. Could you tell me a bit more about what you do and how your voice AI stands out? I'm always eager to learn about new capabilities and see how they might fit with what I'm looking for.
Well, I'm a manager on DashAI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for the heads up about the audio. No worries. Lead generation and revenue growth, those are definitely key areas. For me, the challenge is often about making conversations feel truly natural and engaging so potential customers don't feel like they're just talking to a robot. Also, scaling those interactions without losing quality is tricky. How does your AI handle that balance?
Tell me more about making conversations feel truly natural and engaging.
Sure thing. Making conversations feel natural means the AI understands context, picks up on nuances, and responds in a way that feels human, not scripted or robotic. It's about using natural speech patterns, pauses, and even a bit of humor or empathy when appropriate. Engaging means keeping the person interested and comfortable, so they want to keep talking. Our platform is designed to do just that, creating smooth, dynamic interactions that adapt to each person. Does that sound like what you're looking for?
Now, I'm curious, let's say it's 12 months from now and you used our AI and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
That's a great question. If your AI exceeded expectations in a year, I'd imagine it means my lead generation is running almost on autopilot with conversations that feel so natural people actually enjoy them. Revenue would be up because we're connecting with more qualified leads faster, and the whole process is smoother and more efficient. Plus, I'd love to see the AI adapting and learning continuously to keep improving. How do you support that kind of growth and adaptation?
What do you mean by the AI adapting and learning continuously? Why is that important to you?
Great follow-up. By adapting and learning continuously, I mean the AI can improve over time by picking up on new patterns, customer preferences, and feedback, kind of like how a human gets better with experience. This is important because markets and customer behaviors change, so the AI needs to stay sharp and relevant to keep those conversations effective and engaging. It helps avoid stagnation and keeps the lead generation fresh and impactful. Does your AI have features like that?
Tell me more about how avoiding stagnation and keeping lead generation fresh is a priority for you.
Absolutely. Avoiding stagnation means we don't want our lead generation to become predictable or repetitive because that can turn people off or make them tune out. Keeping it fresh means constantly introducing new ways to engage, new conversation flows, and adapting to what's working best. It's like having a conversation that evolves with the customer, not just a one-size-fits-all script. That way we keep prospects interested and more likely to convert. How does your AI help keep things dynamic like that?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Right now, one big challenge is balancing personalization with scale, making sure each conversation feels tailored without slowing down the process. Also, integrating smoothly with existing systems can be tricky sometimes. And of course, ensuring the AI handles unexpected questions or changes in tone naturally is a constant focus. How does your solution tackle these issues?
What are all the ways balancing personalization with scale and integration challenges are affecting the business right now?
Great question. Balancing personalization with scale affects the business because if conversations feel generic, potential leads might lose interest, hurting conversion rates. But if we try to personalize too much manually, it slows down outreach and wastes resources. Integration challenges can cause delays or data silos, making it harder to get a full picture of customer interactions and measure success accurately. Together, these issues can limit growth and efficiency. Does your AI offer tools to streamline integration and scale personalization effectively?
Can you go a bit deeper on how those delays and data silos are limiting growth and efficiency?
Absolutely. Delays in integration mean slower access to important customer data, which can cause missed opportunities or slower responses to leads. Data silos create fragmented information, so teams don't have a complete view of customer interactions, making it harder to personalize outreach or track what's working. This inefficiency can lead to wasted time, duplicated efforts, and ultimately slower revenue growth. Streamlined integration helps keep everything connected and responsive. How does your AI handle data integration to avoid these pitfalls?